करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। हरि ओम्। श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम। Let me welcome all of you to this camp and to say that I'm very delighted to be here. It's about 3 years since I've come to Atlanta. I used to hear a lot about Dr. Raghu, and then in 2003 I met him for the first time. And then later on again I met him while he was studying in Mumbai. And I know that just like all our Swamis in Chinmay Mission, he is very much dedicated to Gurudev and this work. And when a person is dedicated to Gurudev, we are actually, by extension, dedicated to the work for which Gurudev stood for. Gurudev stood for certain work. When we graduated as students, he said the Guru Dakshina which he wants is for us to just go and teach whatever he has taught. That is Guru Dakshina. So Raghuji has been doing Gurudev's work for so many years, and I'm so very happy that Gurudev has put his children everywhere, in Trinidad, in Atlanta, in Minneapolis, in Milwaukee, everywhere he has put his children to do his work. And his work is work of humanity only, serving humanity. And there's a wonderful line in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 5th chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Yam sannyasam iti prahuhu yona dveshti na kangshati. That person really is a sannyasi, or that is sannyas. Or sannyas is defined not by these clothes. And Dr. Raghu is wearing white clothes, and some people are wearing orange clothes, and some people are wearing yellow clothes. And that doesn't define sannyas. Sannyas is defined by Yo na dveshti na kangshati. He who does not hate, he has no hatred for any creature or any being, or nobody in the world, nothing in the world. And he does not hanker or crave or long for worldly things. These are the qualifications for sannyas. Not the clothes. Anybody could wear these clothes, no? You could go down to the store, the mall, and buy these clothes. So it's not the clothes that defines a sannyasi. Raghuji and Gitaji, they have epitomized this thing, you know. They have no caring for themselves, but caring for humanity. And that's what Gurudev taught. Our Vivekji also, though he has just gone into Grihastha life, but that Grihastha life is marked by a deep renunciation of his own personal things in favor of the benefit of humanity. So that is sannyas, actually. It has nothing to do with outer, you know, expressions and all that. So you're very fortunate that you have also Vivekji to take care of your children, and Arpitaji who will be coming soon. Agai. Hariyo. So they're all sannyasis in their own right, because they have given up their own personal things to do the work of Gurudev all over the world. All right. So now that is about the work and our mission and our acharyas. Now about this camp we are supposed to see today, Sundarkanda. And in the morning, we'll be doing Dhaniashtakam. So this Sundarkanda comes in. First of all, let me tell you, Sundarkanda of Sri Ramcharitmanas we are doing, not Valmiki Ramayana. Valmiki ji wrote Ramayana in Sanskrit a very long time ago. Some people say 10,000 years ago. It is said that some 500 or 600 years ago, he again incarnated as Tulsidas, and then gave this Ramayana in one of the dialects of North India. It is called as Awadhi. And if you have tried to read this Tulsidas ji's Ramayana, the proper name of which is Ramcharitmanas. That is the correct name. He himself gave that name. If you have tried to read it in Awadhi, And you have studied only little bit of Sanskrit, like I have studied, little bit of Sanskrit. If you have studied, you will see that this Tulsi Ramayana or Ramcharitmanas in Avadhi is mostly Sanskrit. Most of the words are Sanskrit words. And even if they are not pure Sanskrit words, they are derived by twisting some Sanskrit word little bit and making an Avadhi word. Like that. So if you know a little bit of Sanskrit, you'll be able to read this Ramcharitmanas very easily. Because they don't teach Avadhi. Avadhi is not taught. It is just a dialect of that area, Avadh. And so, to really catch a grip on this Avadhi, one should learn a little bit of Sanskrit. So now, those of you who belong to Chinmay Mission and are studying Sanskrit, studying Vedanta and all that kind of thing, it would be very easy for you to understand. Just try a little bit. So now in these 2-3 days, we will try. We'll see this Sundarkand of this Ramcharitmanas. Now Ramcharitmanas has 7 khandas. The 5th khanda is the Sundarkand. It is very short. Not the shortest, but short. And what is there in the Sundarkand? Well, the story of Sundarkand is very simple. Hanumanji leaves India in search of Sitaji. And this is where Sundarkand begins. He goes to the ocean, the coast of South India, and springs towards Lanka in search of Sitaji. And there when he lands, he meets Vibhishana on the other side. Of course, there are other people whom he meets before, but on the other side he meets also Vibhishana. Then Vibhishana tells him where Sitaji is. He goes there and sees her. Ravan comes there at the same time. He sees Ravan talking to her. Then Ravan goes away. Hanumanji speaks with Sitaji, tells her he has come from Sri Ram. Then after that, he goes to eat some fruits and all. And his monkey, Netya, takes over. After eating the fruits, he uprooted a few trees. Then the Rakshasas tried to capture him. And then he killed a few of them well. And then he was eventually bound and taken to the court of Ravana. And then there is a dialogue between Ravana and Hanumanji. Then Vibhishan enters and tells, you know, they should not kill him. They should burn his tail. So they wrapped this cloth and tried to burn his tail. And he went jumping everywhere and burned down the whole of Lankapuri. And also came back to Bhagwan Sri Ram. Before coming back, he met Sitaji once more. Came back to Sri Ram and told him, now Bhagwan Sri Ram and all the monkeys, they now head towards the southern shores and decided to build a bridge to Lanka. Ravan, hearing this, also laughed, you know, thinking, what foolishness, they will build bridge to cross the ocean. But the power of the Lord is so wonderful. We cannot put anything beyond the power of the Lord. Nothing. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had a devotee who once told him, did you know Bhagwan also gets, he ties his own hands. Like for example, he makes this hibiscus plant to give red flowers. So the Lord, in doing so, he ties his hands. Because he cannot now make the same plant to give yellow flowers. Because he's already decided, I'll make this plant give red flowers. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa told that devotee, don't ever say like that. If the Lord wants, that same plant can give yellow flowers if the Lord wants that thing. And next morning, that same plant which was giving red flowers gave a yellow flower. And Ramakrishna called that devotee, come see. So the Lord is like that. We cannot put anything beyond the Lord. So they built this bridge and went there to Lanka. Sundarkand ends there, because after that Lankakand starts with all this war battle and all things. So now we'll be seeing this Sundarkand for these few days, and I will sing. You can sing along. I don't know if you want to repeat. You want to repeat those lines? So you will learn to sing also. All right. In beginning, the first three verses, they are written in Sanskrit. This is invocation. Invocation, it is called as Mangalacharan for the entire chapter. I don't know, Kanda in English you call chapter? Canto. Canto. Alright. Now see, try to repeat these verses. They are very nice verses. Invocation verses. Shantam Shashvatam Aprameya Managham. Nirvana Shanti Pradam. Brahma Shambhu Panindra Sevya Manisham. Vedanta Vidyam Vibhum. Ramakhyam Jagadishwaram Suragurum. Maya Manushyam Harim. Vandeham Karunakaram Raghuvaram. Bhupal Churamanim. Nanya Spriha Raghupate Hridaye Smadiye. Satyam Vadami Cha Bhavana Khilantaratma. Bhaktim Prayachara Gupunga Vanirbharame. Kama Didoshara Hitam Kurumana Samcha. Atulita Baladhamam Hema Shaila Vadeham. Danujavana Krishanum Jnani Namagraganyam. Sakalaguna Nidhanam Vararanam Adhisham. Raghupati Priya Bhaktam Vatajatam Namami. Raghupati Priya Bhaktam Vatajatam Namami. Now Siddhi. Is called a chopai. What we just chanted is shloka. Now chopai. Jamavant ke bachan suhaye. Suni Hanumant hridaya ati bhaye. Suni Hanumant hridaya ati bhaye. तब लगी मोही परी खेहु तुम भाई. सही दुख कंद मूल फल खाई. जब लगी आवो सीत ही देखी. ओई ही काज मोहि हर विशेषी. ओही का
होई काज मोही हर्ष विशेषी। यह कहिनाई सबनि कहु माथा, चले उहरषि धरि रघुनाथा। सिंधु तीरे भूधर सुंदर, कौतुक कूदी चढ़े उताऊ पर, बार बार रघु वीर संभारी, तर के उपावन तनय बल भारी। जेहि गिरि चरण देई हनुमंता, चले उसोगापा ताल तुरंता। जिमी अमोघ रघु पति करबाना, एही भांति चले हनुमाना। जलनिधि रघुपति दूत बिचारी, तै मैनाक ओही श्रम हारी। हनुमान ते परसान, हनुमान ते ई परसान, कर पुन कीन प्रणाम श्री राम, कर पुन कीन प्रणाम श्री राम। राम काज की हे बिनु, राम काज कीने बिनु, ओही कहाबे श्राम श्री राम, ओही कहाबे श्राम श्री राम। श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम, 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 श्री राम जय राम, जय जय।
सुंदर कांड। दिस कांड इज सुंदर बिकॉज ऑफ अ नंबर ऑफ रीजंस। आई विल टेल। सुंदर मीन्स इन इंग्लिश ब्यूटीफुल। एंड व्हाई इज दिस कांड ब्यूटीफुल? बिकॉज फर्स्ट It speaks about Bhagwan and his Bhakta. And really speaking, besides Bhagwan and Bhakta, there is nothing which is beautiful in this world again. Bhagwan and Bhakta. See, if you see some beautiful sunset or sunrise or something, right? And you think, and you remember the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will know that the beauty which you see in that sunrise or sunset or in nature or wherever, that beauty is the beauty of Bhagwan only. Isn't it? There is no other beauty. And when a human being develops love for that Lord, who is the Lord of all beauty, that human being or that devotee, that person, he also becomes beautiful. So one reason why this chapter is called as Sundarkand, Sundar meaning beautiful, is because it speaks of the Bhakta and Bhagavan. Parama Bhakta and Parameshwar. Those are the only two beautiful things in the world. As a matter of fact, Tulsidas, he writes in the Balkand, he says, if you make any composition and that composition doesn't have the name Ram, that thing is useless. That Bhagwan must be there. That thing is, it becomes devoid of any beauty, any rust, any nectar, anything. That Lord is not there. So it is the Lord that makes everything beautiful, makes it sweet, makes it charming, makes it, you know. The Lord is the one who does that. But one more thing. In this Ramcharitmanas also, it is said that the devotee of the Lord is so wonderful that that devotee also brings the Lord under his control. The devotee makes the Lord to come under his own control. So the devotee becomes more powerful than the Lord himself. So a devotee who could have so much of love for Bhagwan to become even more powerful than the Lord, that devotee has to be beautiful. That is Hanumanji. See, in Ramayana, there are so many examples of Shavari, Ahalya, Hanumanji, Vibhishana, Sugriva, all these devotees, they even made the Lord dance to their own tune. The Lord will take a detour and go there to give them darshan. Kevat, that boatman. So it is in this chapter where we see the Lord for the first time in the Sundarkand praises Hanumanji so much, and when we come to that portion, you will see where the Lord does Abhishek of Hanumanji also. Does Abhishek of his devotee. All devotees in the world, they are doing Abhishek of Bhagwan. But Bhagwan is doing Abhishek of devotee. See? So, that demonstrates the beauty that a bhakta exhibits when he becomes a true devotee of the Lord. So, this is one reason why it is called a Sundarkand. Other reason is, Hanumanji is the one who is glorified in this Sundarkand. And people say, how can he be described as beautiful? After all, he looks like a monkey. And nobody wants to look like a monkey. Now, people say Hanumanji is beautiful and all. Kanchana Barana Viraja Subhetha Kanana Kundala Kunchira Ketha. Now, we go on chanting and we say, his color is like gold. And he has beautiful curly hair and nice earrings. And he looks so beautiful. So, he is beautiful. But if you ask those same people, okay, do you want a monkey face from today? People will say, no. So, deep down inside, we feel that monkey face is not auspicious or something, nah? Not beautiful. As a matter of fact, he himself tells, in this same Sundarkand, he says, my face is such that if you see me first thing in the morning, that day you will go hungry. Because my face is so inauspicious. He tells that himself. But you know, this word Sundar is made up of two other small words. You know, Suandar. Suandar means he whose inside is beautiful. Whose inside is beautiful. So beauty is defined by what is inside, not what is outside. And we say that now also. But it's such a beautiful person when we talk about the person's personality. Huh? Beauty really, this can't demonstrate that. Beauty really is what is inside, not what is outside. And what is inside has to be devotion for Bhagwan. If inside other things are there, then beauty will not be there. So beauty inside means devotion for the Lord. That is how the Kanda gets his name. Su Andar, whose inside is beautiful. What does he mean by beautiful? Having devotion for the Lord. He puts the Lord before himself. He cares only about the Lord. Even if he has to stay awake all night, like Lakshmana, has to stay awake for 14 years, he doesn't mind. As long as the Lord's comfort is taken care of, the Lord's happiness is taken care of, that is all that matters to him. And so Hanumanji also, in this Sundar Kand, that is demonstrated. He cares only about Bhagwan. So now, that is why it is called a Sundar Kand, for these reasons. And people will come up with many other reasons also, why it is called a Sundar Kand. But mainly it is because of this. Now, how it starts, what happens here in those Chaupai which we just sung? It says, Jamavant ke bachana suhaye, suni hanumanta hridaya ati bhaye. That, hearing the words of Jamavant, Hanumanji's heart rose up it by inspiration. Oh, got so inspired that he himself rose like a previous Kanda, like a mountain into the sky. He rose up in Kishkindha Kanda, in the end it's told. Hearing the words of Jamavant. What words? Jamavant ke bachan. That bachan is given in Kishkindha Kanda. There, what happened at the end of Kishkindha Kanda? They had all gathered on the southern shores of India and they had heard from Sampati, the brother of Jatayu. They had heard that Sitaji is in Lanka. Sampati could see all the way to Lanka because he was a vulture. So from here he could see what was there. And all of them who were standing here, they could not see anything. So he saw Sitaji sitting there in Ashok Vatika and he told she's there. And then all of them now started discussing, okay, who will go there? So one person said, I can only jump halfway. I'll fall into the ocean. Sharks will eat me. Another person said, I can jump all the way to Lanka, but I will not be able to come back. That also is no good. Because if we take the message to Sitaji, we have to bring back message to Sri Ram. Then Jamavant stood up and asked this Hanumanji, this is in Kishkindha Kanda, previous Kanda. Nare, why are you sitting so quietly without saying anything? You are the one who can jump from here all the way to Lanka. You can scale this Pavanathanaya. He said, you are the son of the wind god and your strength is like the wind. Pavana Samana. You are like the wind itself. So, you have this capability to bring over this ocean and come back like nothing. And you are sitting quietly. You know, whenever we read Ramcharitmanas like that, this thing can be interpreted from so many points of view. From so many different angles. You can interpret for children, you can interpret for adults, you can interpret from Vedantic standpoint, you can interpret from Bhakti standpoint, from karma, you can interpret from so many standpoints. I will just tell you as we go along, briefly, interpretation as it is given by great saints and sages. So now, Hanumanji was sitting there quietly without saying anything. Jamavant had to remind him that he had this great power to spring over this ocean like a, it is called, Gopada. You know, when the cow makes a little footprint and water falls in that footprint of the cow. What does it take to cross over that little footprint? Nothing. So this ocean for Hanumanji is like Gopada. This little footprint is nothing. But he was sitting there quietly. And the idea is, really speaking, this ocean of samsara, for all of us to cross over, is that easy also. To cross over this ocean of samsara is just like that. You know why? Because there is no distance. Between ourselves and reality, there is really no distance. It is so easy. It is easier than that also. And we are sitting with this great power inside of us. Power to transcend samsara and to realize reality. We are sitting with that power inside of us and we don't know. We have to be reminded by this guru. Jamavant is now reminding him, hey, you have this power. Not only that. See, Sampati also gave direction. Different types of gurus are there. Sampati can see all the way there. And that's how the vision of the guru is. The guru can see way into Trikala Dashi is way into the future. And he can give direction. You go this way. That's what gurus do. And we are sitting there with the power. But we don't do anything. And Hanumanji had all of this power sitting there. And why he could not go? Why he was not going? Why he was not talking? Because in his earlier age, he had received a shrap that he was using these powers to bring pain and sorrow to all the rishi. So the rishi gave him a shrap that he will forget all of these powers. And until somebody reminds him, he will not know that he has these powers. So now Jamvant is reminding him. It was his karma of bringing sorrow to rishis which gave him that shrap. Means his powers became shredded, covered. As a matter of fact, it is our karma also which keep our powers hidden. But every person has within him that power to realize the reality like that. And we have to take guidance of gurus, instructions from gurus, and cross over this ocean of samsara. Remember, the crossing is a symbolic crossing, really. We don't have anywhere to go. We will not find Bhagwan in Kashi, Mathura, Vrindavan. We will not find Bhagwan in Himalayas. The crossing is not a physical crossing. It is a crossing of from darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge, which is to happen right inside. You see? So the distance is nothing. This crossing this ocean for Hanumanji is like nothing. But as each sadhak takes up this journey of crossing this ocean of samsara, he encounters so many different types of obstacles. Because of what? Our own karma only. Eh? Please remember that is symbolic story which is going on there. Because of Hanumanji's karmas in the past, he has forgotten his powers. So because of our past karmas, we encounter so many difficulties and so many, you know, obstacles on our path. So now, as we tread the path of spirituality, as we go on our journey, we have to be able to respond to all the obstacles appropriately. Otherwise, if we respond to an obstacle inappropriately, we create more karma. More bad karma. Again, it keeps us back. So we have to be able to respond to all the obstacles appropriately. And that is what Hanumanji will demonstrate here just now. But one more thing. He is sent on a mission by Bhagwan Shri Ram to meet Sitaji and give a message. So some people say, when we interpret like this, some people say, but what is the need for Hanumanji to go on this journey? There is no need. He has already gotten darshan of Bhagwan Shri Ram. So if you get darshan of Shri Ram, what journey is there then? There is no journey. But I'll tell you one wonderful thing. He got darshan of Bhagwan Shri Ram. But when he sees Sitaji in Lanka, that time he makes a very significant statement. He says, Ab krita kritya bhayau me. Now I have become fulfilled. My life has become fulfilled. Only when he gets darshan of Sitaji. Though he had darshan of Bhagwan Shri Ram, his life, he never said, my life is now complete, fulfilled. You know this phrase, krita kritya. It comes at the end of Vivek Churamani also. When the disciple gets enlightenment after listening to the Upadesh from the Guru. He says, now I have become Kritakritya. This phrase is reserved for a person who becomes enlightened. Kritakritya means that he has achieved the end all and be all. So Hanumanji makes that statement only after getting darshan of Sita ji. Even after getting darshan of Sri Ram, he did not make that statement. See, you have the whole of Sundarkand in front of you. If you look just after Doha number 16, you have to count, there should be numbers for those Dohas. Doha number 16, right? Then Manasantosha, like that it starts, right? Then you go down about 4 or 5 lines. Bar bar na esi padasisa, bola bachana jori karakisa. Then, abha, krita kritya bhayome mata. I have become krita kritya. So, his krita krityatva only came after he got darshan of Sitaji. So, this is why we say he's still on the journey. He's still on a journey. He's not yet become fulfilled. And that is where we are. We are on a journey. So we can identify very much with this. Why was his life not fulfilled when he got darshan of Sri Ram? That, all things I am telling, I also did not figure out this or made it up or anything. There are so many saints and sages who have studied this Ramcharitmanas for hundreds of years and they have given all of this. And you can go in places like Prayag, or you can go to Banaras, and you can go to so many places and sit down. They will have Sant Sanmelan. There they will take one line or two lines or one page and they will go on pondering, and everybody will give his point of view on that thing, and so they came up with so many different interpretations and reasoning and connections and so many things. They do that. So there is where it comes from. It's nothing of mine. So there they say that Bhagwan Sri Ram represents that existence conscious principle. But Sitaji represents the ananda of that existence consciousness. He represents the bliss. So if a person has understood what is sat and chit, but he doesn't feel the bliss, that person has still not finished his journey. So there, when he saw Sitaji, then he said, now my life has become fulfilled. I have gotten that, in other words, bliss. There is nothing else for me to do now. He's completed his journey. She represents that bliss of the Lord. Bliss is nothing but shanti. Please understand this thing also. In Bhagavad Gita, in 2nd chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna asks a very pertinent, simple but pertinent question. He says, ashantasya uta sukham. For the person who doesn't have shanti, how can he ever have happiness or bliss? You see, ashantasya uta sukham. And Sitaji represents that shanti. So it's atma ramo shanti sita. So there, when he got darshan of Sitaji, he got that shanti, which represents bliss. Then life is complete. There is nothing else to be done. So, this is the journey Hanumanji is now making. This is the journey all of us have to make. And in that journey, I said, there will be so many obstacles. But before Tulsidas ji introduces those obstacles, he shows Hanumanji's personality, you know. In the first few verses there, I want you to see that also. His personality comes out so nicely. Yes. Jamavant ke bachan suhaye suni hanumanta hirday ati bhaye. There, when he heard the words of Jamavant, he became so inspired. And he rose to the occasion. That is very important. He rose to the occasion. There are many people, they hear, remember now Jamavant and Sampati, both they are representing different types of gurus. So when gurus speak, that student also should rise to the occasion. Nah? It should not just go in this air and then come out from that air. So he rose to the occasion. Became so inspired. Then he spoke to his other monkey colleagues there. See this first portion here. There are many people who study Ramcharitmanas from management point of view. You can study these first few verses from those people who study what? Management in Ramayana. Management in Gita. People study like that, no? Now see here. The first thing of any manager is that when there's a challenge, he should stand up there, no? He just, okay, this is another big problem. I quit this company. I go to another company now. He should stand up to that. Sab lagi mohi parikheu tum bhai sahi dukh kand mool phal khai. Then, he tells these other monkeys and friends, Damavant and all who were there. He says, now I am going. You eat some roots and fruits and bulbs and all those things. Jab lagi aao sita hi dekhi. Until I have seen Sitaji and come back. You bear my separation. I am going. I will be gone from you. But please bear my separation. In other words, there is great care for his team. He just doesn't leave and go. That's another management point. Na? There's great care for his team. He cares about everybody. Singly. Individually. He cares about all of them. And then, see. Hoi hi kaaj mohi harash abhiseshi. I am very confident that my work will become fruitful. This is also for, even for a sadhak. That's why we say we should have faith. Guru Govind Granth. We should have faith in these three things. Huh? In the Guru, in God, and in scriptures. But last one also is there. We should have faith also in ourselves. That I can do it. If that person, sadhak, goes on thinking, no. You know that he's a pessimist. You know who is a pessimist? One who looks both sides on a one-way street. Traffic is only going this way, but he also looks, you know. So, the person who, have you ever seen in the cartoon, there's a group of cartoons, they're called the Smurfs. Smurfs. There's one Smurf in there, that fellow, any project they take up, anything they're going to do, he will tell, we'll never make it. We'll never make it. He's very amusing also, but of course, Bhagwan's world needs all type of people. Eh? But for the sadhak, the student, who thinks like that from the beginning, really he'll never make it. Hanumanji is showing great confidence. Every manager also must have great confidence. Otherwise, he cannot manage any leader. Nayak. You have to have great confidence. So like this. He tells, Hoi hi ka ajamohi harashavisishi. I am very happy in my heart. I am confident also that this work will be achieved. Now, where does the confidence come from? Only from one place. Confidence only, like this, only comes from having reliance and dependence on God. If it comes from our own self, then it is not confidence, it is overconfidence. If it comes from Bhagwan, it is confidence. Yeah. So Hanumanji has this great love for the Lord, and he knows. Unfortunately, we are not doing this Kishkindakan, but there in beginning of Kishkindakan, where he meets Bhagwan Sri Ram for the first time, such a moving experience between both of them. And there he knew, and the Lord himself brought him to his heart. That brings so much confidence to a bhakta, to a devotee, when he receives the love of the Lord. And so, with this great confidence, yaha kai nai savani kahu matha, he bows to all of them. Any manager, leader must have respect and admiration for all the people that he leads or he manages. If you don't have respect for the other, that manager will not last very long. That leader will not last very long. Great respect. He bows his head to all of them. How wonderful. So you can see all the verses from so many points of view. Hanumanji, that great devotee, any sadhak, from our point of view, any sadhak must have great love and admiration for all his fellow sadhak, for all his fellow students, all such people like that, you know. Now, he bows and then he takes his first leap. He takes his first move. What that move is, We'll see tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Now our time has elapsed. I've gone a few minutes beyond time because we started a little bit today. And everybody's stomach must be growling. Here, Hanumanji tells them, go and eat roots and fruits and bulbs. So now we'll go there and eat some fruits and whatever is there. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Oh. Take this.